Section 11. Suetonius and Thallus. Two other authors used as evidence for a historical Jesus provide no evidence for a historical Jesus. The first of these is Suetonius, the second, Thallus. As for Thallus, I have already demonstrated elsewhere that he never mentioned Jesus. The passage in the third book of the otherwise lost Histories of Thallus, which was referenced by Julius Africanus in another lost work, quoted by the medieval chronologer George Sincellus, almost certainly said nothing more than that for the year 32 AD, quote, the sun was eclipsed, Bithynia was struck by an earthquake, and in the city of Nicaea many buildings fell, end quote. With no mention even of Judea, much less Jesus. For we can reliably deduce that we have this direct quotation of Thallus in several surviving fragments of Eusebius, which means when Africanus connected this entry in Thallus to Jesus, he was making that assumption, not Thallus. This same evidence indicates that Thallus wrote after Phlegon, whose work is usually dated between 120 and 140 AD, as the line Eusebius apparently quoted from Thallus appears to be an abbreviation of Phlegon, whose entry on the same events Eusebius explicitly quotes, and it too makes no mention of Judea or Jesus. Because Thallus gives the exact same information in the exact same order, only with much less detail. As for Suetonius, there are only two relevant passages. The first is a reference to Jewish rioters, not Christians. Suetonius says of the Emperor Claudius that, quote, since the Jews constantly made disturbances at the instigation of Crestus, he expelled them from Rome, end quote. We have reason to doubt Suetonius has his story straight, since such an expulsion of all Jews from Rome would have been a near impossibility. There would have been tens of thousands of Jews in Rome at that time, complete with extensive real estate, synagogues, businesses, as well as countless Jewish slaves in both private and public hands that would have been indispensable to the urban economy, not to mention an enormous challenge to locate and drive out. In fact, we learn from Cassius Dio that, quote, as for the Jews, who had again increased so greatly that by reason of their multitude it would have been hard without raising a tumult to bar them from the city, Claudius did not drive them out, but ordered them, while continuing their traditional mode of life, not to hold meetings, end quote. Which is a far more plausible report. The 5th century Orosius claims Josephus reported this expulsion, but there is no mention of this in Josephus's extant works. Orosius is probably confusing this with an expulsion incident under Tiberius, which is mentioned by Josephus. Orosius also reads Christus instead of Crestus in his quotation of Suetonius, and thus assumes he was speaking of Christianity. One might still ask why Josephus omits not only any mention of Claudius's edict against the Jews over the Crestus affair, or the riots that inspired it, but also any mention of the burning of Rome or of any Jewish faction, whether Christians or Christians, being involved in it, despite the fact that Josephus was in Rome at the time as a close acquaintance of Nero's wife. These omissions are probably deliberate. Josephus generally aimed to suppress any discussion of Jewish messianism, to downplay or diminish Jewish complicity in major incidents, and to paint Claudius as uniformly favorable to the Jews, so I think these events would have ruined his preferred storyline. It's still possible some select Jews were expelled, as Suetonius does not actually say all Jews were expelled, but only that Jews were. But a total expulsion cannot really be believed. Acts 18 is alone in saying all the Jews were expelled during this incident, but its reliability on this point is doubtful. Neither Suetonius nor Dio have any knowledge of this decree, or the riot inspiring it, being in any way connected to Christians. In fact, not even Acts shows any awareness of this expulsion being connected to Christians. Yet the author of Acts would certainly have made use of the fact that the Jews were making trouble for Christians in Rome and were duly punished for it by the emperor. So we can be fairly certain no such thing occurred, and thus no such rhetorical coup was available to the author of Acts. Suetonius clearly wrote that the riots were instigated by Crestus himself. Impulsore Cresto means because of the impulsor Crestus, an impulsor being the person who instigates something, not the reason for instigating it. And so it cannot plausibly be argued that this meant Jesus, who was neither alive nor in Rome at any time under Claudius. Acts 28 likewise depicts Jews at Rome knowing little about Christianity beyond distant rumors, which hardly makes sense if the whole Jewish population of Rome had rioted over it just a decade before. Paul's entire letter to the Romans likewise exhibits no knowledge of such a thing. Moreover, if the second passage in Suetonius has been soundly transmitted, as we'll note shortly, Suetonius knew the difference between Christians and Jews and would have commented on the fact had Christians, much less Christ, been in any way the cause of these riots. Many scholars nevertheless try to press this evidence in that direction, but it's simply not able to bear any weight. Even supposing Suetonius is wildly wrong about Jesus being in Rome under Claudius and starting a riot there, that would entail his information was so hopelessly confused he cannot be attesting to any reliable evidence concerning the historicity of Jesus. Suetonius could just as easily have confused a report that Christ, as a revelatory archangel, instigated the riots, or if a belief in or a preaching of Christ had done so, even if gospel-based. This, too, would be entirely compatible with minimal mythicism and therefore not a confirmation of historicity. The second passage in Suetonius is simply a casual and uninformative remark that, during the reign of Nero, quote, punishments were inflicted on the Christians, a class of men given to a new and mischievous superstition, end quote, which tells us nothing pertinent to the historicity of Jesus. It's even possible this sentence originally read Christians, later corrected in transmission, and thus referred to the Jewish rioters whom, as we saw, Suetonius reported had begun to make trouble under Claudius, the same possibility that we discussed for Tacitus. It's also possible that this line was an accidental interpolation of a marginal note summarizing the passage in Tacitus, although arguments made to that effect are not as strong as they sound, but neither debate is relevant to our present purpose. Even as is, the probability that there were Christians for Nero to persecute is the same on either historicity or myth, making this evidence of no use to us.